This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. As the Oregon Supreme Court reinstates restrictions on gatherings, an Assemblies of God church is standing for its right to hold services. Find out all the details after this break.
Liberty University is more than just exceptional academic programs, NCAA athletics, and state-of-the-art facilities. They believe in training champions for Christ. Their students are innovators, leaders, and dreamers who carry Liberty's mission into hundreds of professions. They know that where academic excellence and unwavering faith meet, there is Liberty. Explore their campus virtually and learn how you can train as a champion for Christ online or on campus by texting Charisma to the number 49596. Again, text Charisma to the number 49596.
Churches across the nation are fighting similar legal battles as states grapple with how to reopen amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Some pastors who are standing for the First Amendment rights have chosen to meet in person despite governor's orders to the contrary. But not Scott Erickson, pastor of People's Church, an Assemblies of God church in Salem, Oregon. He told Charisma News that when Oregon Governor Kate Brown originally set her coronavirus restrictions in place in mid-March, causing non-essential businesses and churches to close their doors, People's Church complied with the order. They also started hosting drive-in services in their large parking lot, which Erickson says Brown approved. While this method was a great substitute that worked for many people and kept them safe, Erickson says it wasn't the same as meeting in person. He and the rest of his congregation were eager to start meeting in person again once Brown's 30-day expiration for the order passed. But that didn't happen. As of Tuesday, May 19th, Oregon has over 3,700 confirmed cases of COVID-19, with over 140 related deaths, according to the state's health department. Earlier this month, Brown unexpectedly extended the order for 60 more days until July 6th. As a result, many small businesses and churches are expected to stay closed. Erickson believes this is unconstitutional and unfair. As a result, when Pacific Justice Institute approached People's Church and asked if the church wanted to join a lawsuit against Brown, Erickson agreed. 10 churches in total joined the lawsuit, suing Brown for extended restrictions and demanding that they be allowed to reopen in a safe manner. Baker County Circuit Judge Matthew Shurtcliffe ruled that Brown was wrong to extend her restrictions beyond 28 days without the approval of the legislature. But on Monday, May 18th, the Oregon Supreme Court issued a ruling that temporarily reinstated Brown's restrictions. While the case is pending, Erickson tells Charisma News that his church is continuing to meet in their cars in the parking lot. He said, "We're not rebels to those in authority over us. We pray for our governor, and I pray for our president regularly. So we have no animosity. We just don't think it was right for our First Amendment rights to be put down in that matter." If they win the case, People's Church will enforce social distancing during meetings, regularly sanitize the building, and adhere to proper medical practices. But if the ruling doesn't go the way the churches hope, Erickson says it will not affect how his church continues to minister to the community. People's Church plans to do business for the Lord until he comes and continue to preach the gospel. Pray for the health of people everywhere who are battling COVID-19, and pray that God would give leaders wisdom about when it is right to reopen parts of the country again. And if you appreciate this story, you can read more stories like it on charismanews.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.